Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks coming through the medium of audio. This is a podcast. It's audio only. I want to talk about the book of Revelation and the spiritual language in the Bible, which I believe is overlooked by many of the false teachers that are pushed upon the public by the algorithms of the likes of YouTube, who are one part of the false prophet promoting the word of the father of lies. I want to talk about these two verses in Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 and verse 11. Okay, specifically about the words wormwood and burning lamps, and show you what I think is deliberately exaggerated and misinterpreted by many. Now, if you go onto YouTube, sign out if you're logged in, and then do a search on YouTube and type in wormwood and star, you will see a load of videos showing asteroids crashing into Earth, asteroids coming from outer space, hurtling into the Earth, with people on the thumbnails with their face in the thumbnail looking shocked. You know, the usual clickbait type of rubbish. And you will see loads of this. And this is the type of carry-on you will see. This is what the deceivers or the deceived tend to do. They exaggerate everything, blow everything out of proportion, so that they get an exaggerated response. It's usually based around fear. So look, before I talk about this, here is the verses in question, Revelation 8, verses 10 and 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Now, what your false teachers will tell you, that this is about a big asteroid, a big meteor, and it's going to hit the Earth and it's going to kill loads of people, something along those lines. Fear is always promoted and pushed because Satan wants to mislead people, make them afraid, so that they focus on an external threat as opposed to the internal threat. They want you to focus on things coming at you as opposed to focusing on your inner soul and protecting yourself from being corrupted. So there is always this focus on external threats. In both the truth movement and also in the Christian, with these Christian false teachers that are promoted by the algorithms. You know, you only have one life to lose, but only one soul to save. The soul is eternal. The physical is temporary. They want you focusing on the physical as opposed to the spiritual. Hence the focus on external threats, physical threats, and not the threat of losing and having your soul corrupted. They ignore the spiritual language that is used throughout the Bible. The book of Revelation is a culmination of the Old Testament and the New Testament. It uses words that have been used throughout the Bible in a spiritual way. As Jesus says numerous times in the Bible, those with an ear, let him hear. Now, Revelation chapter 8 is all about the angels and their trumpets. And I'm not going to get into all of that right now, just this part, because this is the part I hear a lot of people talk about and I think it needs addressing. So let's go through this Revelation 8, 10. It starts with, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. Now, throughout the Bible, the word star is a symbol for angels. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, it says in the Bible. In the book of Job, it says how the morning stars all sang together and shouted for joy. A star guided the wise men. The word stars and angels are used interchangeably in the Bible. So here we see again, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. There fell a great star. A star is an angel, and this is no ordinary star angel. It's a great angel. It says, and it fell from heaven. Who is the famous angel who fell from heaven? Well, that's Lucifer, isn't it? Lucifer fell from heaven. Jesus said Satan fell from the sky like lightning, like electricity. Lucifer was one of God's angels originally. The prophet Ezekiel described him as the seal of perfection. He was an exalted angel, but rebelled against God and was thrown out. So this is linked to an exalted angel being cast down. So Lucifer, and it says, there fell a great star, stroke angel, from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. Now again, spiritual language in the Bible, a lamp is a vessel for oil. Oil in the Bible, in my opinion, means, most of the time, it means the Holy Spirit. The anointing of oil, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when oil is put in a lamp and lit, it lights up and it shows you the way. Hence in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Holy Spirit is the oil. The lamp is the vessel. When they are working together, they light the path so that you can find your way in this world. It also says in Proverbs, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. There's loads more like this. So again, as you see, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. So it's telling you that Lucifer falls from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. It's not saying it is a lamp. It's burning as it were a lamp, which means it's pretending to be a lamp of light. But it isn't. As it says in Corinthians, it states Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So this is Lucifer falling from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. It's pretending to be the light. This is the false light, the counterfeit light, giving you knowledge which is not going to save you. It's going to condemn you. Some people say this is the false doctrine from the many hundreds of modern Bible translations which corrupt the word of God. And I wouldn't argue with that. Yes, it is all of that. But it's also all of the fake stream media distractions and false teachers you find online that are promoted by the likes of YouTube. And it's not just what you might deem as biblical stuff. This is, in my opinion, is everything that goes viral online these days that is pushed by the beast system. You know, there are, I mean, look, there's good people out there making videos, putting out good teachings, but they are very hard to find. They are few and far away. They are hidden from view. And the false ones are promoted to the top and therefore promoted to the majority. And this fake stream media, social media, news, the mass communication system is in totality the false prophet who brings down fire from the sky in front of the eyes of men. It's all working towards this. So, as it says, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. Water in the Bible is the pure word of God. It's the cleansing of that word. It's pure water that hasn't been corrupted. And Lucifer, it says here, falls like a burning lamp, pretending to be a guiding light, a counterfeit of God's Holy Spirit, and falls upon the rivers and the waters. So Lucifer and his false doctrine, him being the father of lies, is contaminating the pure word of God. This is literally the modern translations of the Bibles, and also corrupting people's morals through the mass communication systems. And these mass communication systems are very good at spreading things around. So that's why it says rivers and upon fountains of waters. This false doctrine is getting spread around everywhere. So then we have the following next verse. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. It says the name of the star is Wormwood. Wormwood is used throughout the Bible to describe something that is bitter, that is corrupted, that is made toxic, that is made poisonous. Proverbs 5:4. states, "But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." In Lamentations, we hear of people being made drunk on wormwood. This is not literally drunk. This is people misled on false doctrine, so much that their hearts turn cold and become bitter and godless. Wormwood is, in my opinion, the false doctrine of Lucifer, the father of lies, and it poisons a third of all the waters. So that means a large part of the people will be deceived. They will be corrupted, as it says. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters become Wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. So the star angel Lucifer, called Wormwood, which is the false doctrine of Lucifer, corrupts partially the pure word of God and also corrupts people's souls, which means those people will not find salvation because they have become bitter. This is how I see this. I don't believe it's got anything to do with an asteroid hitting the earth. That is Hollywood nonsense, like something out of that movie Deep Impact. The false teachers will bang on about it being a meteor or an asteroid because they want you to focus on something over there. They want you to focus on external threats. They are all about fear propaganda, exaggeration. They ignore the spiritual language of the Bible, which is obvious if you've read enough of it. And they make you believe that this is all about meteors or asteroids so that you don't focus on your actual self. So that you focus outside of yourself and not on the inner battle going on for your soul. You're too busy looking up in the sky for some big asteroid or UFO or whatever. Their goal is to misdirect you and get you to focus on the physical world, which much of it is illusory, fear and attack on you physically, as opposed to spiritually, when it's all about the inner battle going on inside you for your soul, because this is all a spiritual battle. Plain and simple, as it says in the Corinthians, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time and your support, and I'll see you next time.